If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keep It 99.
Hi, we're Crimson Dawn, and this is a song I wrote about living out in the country on a farm.
All right, fellas, just like we rehearsed it. And a one, and a two, and...
Size
worse.
Yes, we're balancing it out between the Larry episode and this episode. Between the two, it's like a normal size episode. It's a good size.
You get two normal size episodes in two episodes, but one of the episodes was like one and a half episodes, and then this one would be like a half an episode.
Mm-hmm.
But together, it's all like two episodes at regular normal length,
mm-hmm.
average length.
Exactly.
Five and a half.
Five and a half. That's average. Some would say better than average.
Google says like under five and a half, I think.
That's
they're like lumping it all in. But
that
I'm
is
like,
some weird white dude who's just like, no, the average is 2 inches.
That's lowering average. It to get in the average column so they don't feel bad about why are we.
It's like that episode of South Park. There's an episode of South Park all based around that.
Yeah.
South Park's done everything.
I'm average, so don't expect nothing else.
Boom. My name is Eagle. And do you know what they call rancid bread?
Rancid bread?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Crest punk.
Boom!
Bam!
A lot of that going on.
Hit him!
What?
Hit him!
What?
I just made the microphone pop hard.
So coming up this Saturday.
Oh, you're Rubber City Redbeard, by the way. If you're just tuning in, this is Rubber City Redbeard.
Hello. A lot of crust punk going on. Hardcore.
Yeah, a lot of hardcore.
This weekend. It's all for a good cause.
All for a good cause. We're talking about the annual Speed Bump Fest.
Bow! It's a good time every year, and she does this every year, and helps benefit mental health services and addiction services, and she raises money every year for the cause. And
who is she?
Her name is Jacqueline. I don't know her very well. We have met. We've talked. She threw a show at the Outpost. One of these.
Yeah. I saw cool photos.
Yeah,
it was
a cool, cool gig. So she hit me up and asked if we could give a little plug.
Yeah, and then you saw the lineup and you were like, you know what? Yeah.
Piss Mongrel's on it, dude.
Piss Mongrel, the band that we had to have reunited with the Nick Citrone episode. Go back to the Nick Citrone is on this episode.
Yeah. And again, look, it's not the first time we've done it.
It's kind of bonkers.
It's kind of our thing.
Yeah.
It became a thing. I didn't even know we had magical powers.
You talk about a band that you're like, that
was good.
That was good.
And you like them.
And then they've broken up and you kind of whine, you bitch about it a little bit. Yeah. And then a few weeks later, they're playing a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hate Theory, we did that with. Like, some bands we don't have the power with.
We've done it with like five different bands though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Caligo was one of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do have that power.
I can't take any credit for Fully Consumed getting kind of back together and doing the show. Yeah. That was all Matt Boehner.
I feel like we pushed it for years, and then
I feel like we were just pushy for years.
It was, yeah.
I don't know if we pushed it. We were just pushy.
Just pushy about it. And Piss Mongrel is one of those bands. You saw them break up. You saw their last show. You saw them break up on stage.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know if they've done anything since then. Like, I don't know if they've tried to get back together and do anything. But the last time I remember them playing a show or hearing of them playing a show or playing a show was at the Outpost. And while they're setting up their gear, they get into a fist fight with each other on stage.
Which is pretty fucking metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, hardcore. It's kind of what you expect.
Yeah.
They didn't two-step before they started throwing punches. That's how I knew it was a real fight. If they were doing the little two-step thing and then throwing punches, I would have been like, hey, you guys. Break up. Settle down.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, calm down. We don't do that here.
Y'all, stop that.
But yeah, so they're on the show. Band called Forced Happiness.
Yes.
And if this is the lineup, let's just go up the lineup.
Lineup. Okay. Just so you know, it's October 5th at the Musica in Akron, Ohio. I've seen some bands at Musica. I've seen Goost and Persistent Aggressor in actual form. Fucking just.
I've seen Kurt Blankenship play with fucking Wax.
Oh, there, shit,
when
yeah.
Wax was on tour and shit. Dude, that was a fucking killer show.
That venue is really fucking cool.
I love that place.
It's a really, really awesome place. But yeah, Forced Happiness is opening up the gig.
And they're from...
If you're going according to the flyer.
They're labeled as Wadsworth Basement Punk.
I like that. That's already.
Proper. That's proper.
Wadsworth.
Have you ever even driven through Wadsworth? I do. A lot. Because my job.
Right.
Shit, so, like, I go through there. And it's a town that really... Like, what else are you going to do?
Guys, let's record a happy song!
1, 2, 3, 4.
I want to die! Right here! Right now!
High Wraith is playing as well.
Yeah.
You know about High Wraith.
I do know about High Wraith.
I have not seen them.
I've seen them twice now. They just started playing out recently. Like, it's a newer band. They kind of do the Annabelle's, you know, punk bar circuit.
The Annabelle Shuffle. Like.
They got Mikey from Feds.
Oh, awesome.
And he was also in Weird Penis.
I remember that.
That's a great name.
I remember that.
Fucking High Wraith they are fucking mind-blowingly good.
That's what you were saying. You said they were fucking really good.
When they had their first show, I was there, but I did not see them perform. I was like across the street doing some other shit. You know, it was like a misted thing. And I got told by a couple different people that I fucked up. You just fucked up. And I was like, what did I fuck up on? They're like, you didn't see High Wraith? You fucked up. And I was like,
okay,
oh,
maybe
shit.
I did.
Oh shit. And I then I saw them. And I was like, man, I fucked up.
but you still seen him.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what?
Whatever, you just fucking missed out once. I haven't seen him at all. You're one up on me.
And
who's
if you're
really
listening,
fucking up?
If you listen to this, I don't want you to fuck up. So I'm going to play some High Wraith right fucking now. Fuck it.
Hit him with it.
You're getting it. Sorry, High Wraith. I didn't ask for your permission because I'm punk rock. I'm punk rock. Larry.
Then it's like public information, right? Like, we don't have to ask permission for Google.
Right.
Your shit's on YouTube. We're playing it.
Yeah, we're playing it. That was High Wraith. So there. Now, none of us are fucking up. And if you go to the show this Saturday, you're not fucking up?
Yeah. I should probably get out there and see them because they're fucking... I mean, you know, I haven't seen it live yet.
Dude, they're
and I'm the guy who judges intense, by yeah. live. So, and I trust your word. You know your shit. Especially when it comes to punk rock. I don't. Like, that was never really my thing. My scene.
Yeah.
You know, you like that.
I do. I like hardcore punk. Like, to me, it's all the same. but yeah.
Like, it's all the same.
To me, it's all the same. Yeah. It's fast. Look, it's fast 2.5 minute fucking songs where you're yelling about some shit that's making you angry or something that you think you want to make better. Like, that's all that shit is.
I seen a certain somebody that's a drummer.
Okay.
Name starts with a Z.
Zach.
He wants to start a hardcore band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, we all know how angry he is about everything.
Yeah. I mean, his name's Zach. You just...
Look, Zach, your Facebook posts are fucking enough. I don't need you to start making albums about your fucking bullshit. So don't. How about you just don't?
I think you should.
Why would you encourage it?
Because I want to hear how his ex good. He's a good drummer.
He is a good drummer.
Yeah.
He is a good drummer.
So, you know, be a good drummer.
Skinny fucking human.
He's tiny, huh? He's tiny. I like
good
him.
Drummer, though.
Nice guy.
So then Piss Mongrel, we already talked about those guys.
Yeah, man, that's going to be cool.
Super awesome dudes. I honestly don't know who's in the band anymore. So I can't really say super awesome dudes.
Yeah.
Maybe you fucking suck.
Right.
Rewind that. Fucking.
Yeah.
Maybe you fucking suck. So yeah, Piss Mongrel. We already talked about them. I honestly don't know who's in the band anymore. The dudes who used to be in the band were super cool dudes. If those dudes are still there, they're super cool dudes. So it'll be good. They kill shit. A band called Trash Cat.
Yes.
From Toledo.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a hike.
It's a bit of a hike.
On the Ohio side. You know, you're like the farthest up by Canada and Michigan.
Right.
Where they have all the weed.
I've been to a few shows up in Toledo, and we listened to Trash Cat before this. I feel like they started their band to oppose my band, Dumpster Kitty, which is...
Despite you?
Despite me.
Yeah.
They had to go one-up me. Trash Cat.
Like I was saying, like I don't know if like if it's like Trash Cat, like the cat is like a dumpster cat,
yeah,
or Trash Cat, like you're calling the cat trash and the cat sucks,
right?
I don't know what you're doing.
Like, do you think they went for Dumpster Kitty and then they found out that
somebody
I had
else.
Dumpster Kitty?
Yeah,
that they were like, fuck.
Quote unquote, somebody else had the name
because like so far like Forced Happiness, like Forced Happiness is like a tough one. You'd almost think that there's another band called Forced Happiness somewhere out there. But like, they probably, you can Google this shit now, you know, when you're doing a band name.
Yeah.
Like you can just Google it up and be like, oh, no, nobody's got that. And so, you know, bam, that's you. And so I'm gonna say that they went for it. There's definitely nobody else named Piss Mongrel. Not
what
nobody.
If there's a band named Piss Mongrel from like 1974,
and then
they're old dudes and they don't believe in the fucking computers.
And who else is calling themselves High Wraith?
So they wouldn't be on Google.
I don't even know what a High Wraith is. What is a High Wraith?
Was it a movie?
High Wraith. I still think it's some weird Japanese thing. Like, oh, High Wraith.
That's a good Japanese guy impression.
I'm part Japanese.
If you were
my grandpa's Japanese.
Also, that gives you the right.
Yeah.
So if you were a comedian on like trying out for SNL and you got
No. My grandpa had Japanese food once. That's what I meant to say. But yes.
We like sushi. We go to that one restaurant. And the guy knows my name, like, by first name, so...
So there's all, there's nobody called
there's
that.
There's really no separation.
There's nobody called that. Trash Cat is a good one. That's a good one to snag up.
Look at the pronunciation for that fucking word. Do you have a pronunciation for the pronunciation?
It's a Welsh concept of longing for home. Hyraith is a word which cannot be completely translated, meaning more than solely missing something or missing home.
And it's also Welsh. It's not Japanese. Welsh. It's fucking...
So it's kind of like, you go...
You say, I'm not, my home.
I'm not British, but like, I'm a little bit dirtier, you know, from Wales.
It's not really my home that I'm missing. It's something, though. I'm missing something.
Oh, I feel very Hyraith right
Maybe
now.
Maybe it is home.
It's a Hyraith moment. You're welcome for that, guys.
Your music's better than your pronunciation.
Hyraith!
Of your name. Because the pronunciation is literally... look, this is what it says. Hyraith, in the definition, and it says pronounced H-I-R-A, letter with a squiggle mark, O with a squiggle mark.
It is the weirdest shit, yeah. Like,
that's not even fucking language. That's not even letters and shit.
It's like, binary code
alphabet.
Or something.
Right, it's like a Russian fucking alphabet. For a Welsh word.
Welsh.
Why did Google fucking suck sometimes? Should have never Googled that. Oh, hi, Wraith. We're saying it right.
Yeah.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
Killer of Sheep.
Killer of Sheep.
From Pittsburgh. These guys are fucking really good.
Really, really good.
So they've been around... At least since 2011.
Right, we know this
much. As that band. Two of the guys in the band, however, have been jamming together, like, doing this since the mid-80s. Like, so these dudes are fucking old-school, hardcore dudes who have been in the scene for 30 fucking years. You're not going to go wrong. You're not going to go wrong with these dudes. No. There's no fucking way that, A, guys that are still playing their fucking instruments after 30 years, right? If they're putting forth the effort to still be in bands, they don't suck. They're not shitty at what they do. They wouldn't keep doing it for that long.
That's true.
Right.
Sheep, probably my favorite band name on this entire thing.
The Bill?
Because, like, look, I've never said this publicly, but now that I know there's a band that's pro this, fuck Sheep, dude.
Look, there are people on this planet that will take that in a very literal sense.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't mean, like, fuck Sheep. I mean, like, you know, fuck those motherfuckers. It's like dolphins. Like,
dude,
I just want to punch one right in its fucking snoot.
I knew a dude who, when he went to college, he was in a fucking fraternity, and... He, like, admitted to all of us that he fucked a sheep.
Oh, that's nasty.
Wow.
For the fraternity thing.
To get into a frat?
Yeah. And then he got kicked out of college.
For fucking the sheep?
No, for doing cocaine.
Oh, my God. That's why you don't do cocaine, people.
But, like,
you will go fuck sheep.
You fucking paid, like, how much money to be in college. Then you fuck a sheep to get into some fucking stupid club.
Yeah.
And then you fail out. You're like, hey, I'm gonna do fucking blow. Be a dipshit.
So Killer Sheep, so far, that has got to be my favorite band name out of them because, you know, who else is calling themselves Killer Sheep?
Yeah.
Nobody.
I have never heard it in my life.
Kudos to them for snagging that one because one day there's going to be somebody that wants to call themselves that and they're going to be so disappointed.
It's already fucking taken.
Then you got the Detroit Hardcore Thrash. Snafu.
Snafu meant again?
I think it means situation normal, all fucked up. I think that's what snafu.
It's kind of like a foobar thing.
Yeah.
I've used the word snafu in my life.
Yeah.
Like snafu.
Do you know how I came up with the situation normal, all fucked up?
No.
It's a Vanilla Ice song on. You remember when he did the Hard to Swallow, the metal record, the new metal record with yes. Ross Robinson, the guy who produced Korn and Limp Bizkit, Deftones.
Dude, he fucking. He played. The fucking Boot Scoot Saloon.
Yes.
For that album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have seen Vanilla Ice at least 5 times in my life.
That's awesome.
I dug the shit out of that album when it dropped. But there's a song on there called Snafu with Jimmy Pop Ali, one of my favorite MCs ever from the Bloodhound Gang.
And he definitely is one of your favorites.
And the hook to it is Situation Normal All Fucked Up. Bring it to you live and again to G. Situation Normal All Fucked Up. Situation Normal All Fucked Up.
That's exactly what it means.
Bam.
You're good.
Man, thank you, Internet.
Yeah, thanks.
And Jimmy Pop Ali.
That one says fouled
Vanilla Ice.
So you should probably watch your mouth.
Fouled up. Situation normal. Oh, fouled up. No, it's fucked up. Come on. Nobody says fouled up. Man, dude, I'm so fouled up right now.
Kindergartners don't even use the word fouled. Man, they say fuck.
That is fouled up. But Snafu's playing.
And then headlining. I don't want to mispronounce it, but I'm going to probably mispronounce it.
Ooh, another cool name.
They're from North Carolina, and they're deemed to be North Carolina Space Crust.
Oh, no. Did you say, is that an actual word? Can we Google that word?
And get a pronunciation for it?
Yeah. And definition of what Autark is? It sounds like Klingon, right? It sounds very Klingon-y. I'm going as Star Trek or Star Wars related.
A ruler who has absolute power.
Oh!
Autark.
Autark.
Or Autark. It is Autark.
Is it Autark?
Autark. Yes, Autark. It's got that little pointy thing right there.
Oh, man.
It's a... Aw.
That's a cool name to, like, you're at a party. You're talking to a girl. And you're like, I got a band. She's like, what do you call it? You're like, Autark.
And she's like, God bless you.
Mm.
What was the name of your band again?
Autark is...
do you need a tissue?
Autark's heavy as balls.
Yeah. Yeah, super heavy. We check them out.
Super fucking heavy.
You can judge for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna play some Altar as well here on this very special mini zone.
Yeah, so Jacqueline throws the Speed Bump Fest every year, and she always puts a bunch of fucking good bands on it. They never really suck. We've listened to all of these dudes.
All of them. We spent more time doing that than we have podcasting.
It is. We literally have.
Yeah.
It is definitely, you know, hardcore punk rock and punk rock.
There's going to be a raffle there. Where, you know, I'm assuming you're going to be able to
win stuff. Probably merch.
Yeah.
And stuff. Raffle?
They're going to have a raffle?
One ticket for $5, six for $20, and they have all kinds of shit you can win. There's stuff from Square Records, Arkham Tattoo, Black Market Records, Lowbrow Customs, Magic City Brewing Company, Earthquaker Devices. What?
Dude, Earthquaker
what?
Devices. Akron Zone.
Oh, that company. Oddfellows Tattoo, Vivo Beauty Bar.
Ooh.
What is a beauty bar?
I don't know, but I want it. I need in it. I feel now.
You have to get drunk for everybody to be beautiful.
That's
every bar.
Yeah.
Tiny Cloud Ceramics. The West Side Bowl, one of our favorite venues.
Absolute.
Nervous Dog Coffee Bar. The Square Scullery.
The Scullery, you can get your hair did.
Black Sheep Tattoo Studios. Lucci's Place. Lucci's, if you've never had Lucci's, man, like, their fucking pizza, there's no better pizza in Kent. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the spot. I always stop in for, like, I'll go into the record exchange, and they're right next to it. So I'll just walk over and grab a couple slices. They sell it by the slice, because they're smart fucking pizza makers.
Lucci Gang!
Mustard Seed Market and Cafe. You can get all kinds of really good food for really expensive prices. So this is your chance to win some mustard seed.
I like mustard seed.
Because it's expensive and you don't want to pay for it.
You don't.
So win it.
I mean,
cool. Metropolis Popcorn. Have you had that?
No, I've had popcorn before, and I've heard of the word Metropolis. Superman.
So there's a place in Cuyahoga Falls called Metropolis Popcorn, and they make all different kinds of popcorn. Like a whole lot of kinds of popcorn. All kinds of popcorn. And when I worked at Heads Up in Cuyahoga Falls, Latin brought me in some.
Caramel
and
corn.
It was fucking delicious. I can't remember which one he brought me in. I don't think it was caramel corn. It was something else.
Caramel corn.
Oh, yeah, of course they do. Dude, I had like white chocolate drizzled with something else or something. Like, it was like they make.
You said white chocolate drizzled with some shit or some popcorn?
Yeah.
I'm in Metropolis Popcorn.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
They're official. Keepin' in 99 is an official sponsor now of Metropolis Popcorn. Go get your popcorn needs at Metropolis Popcorn. Get some shit on it.
What is that? Tartine Bistro?
Tartine Bistro.
Sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name.
We've been mispronouncing everything.
But it's a bistro, so you've got some food.
Yeah.
And we like food, so we probably like you. Go to the bistro. Mallorca, Cleveland?
Mallorca.
Is that how you say that?
I would never know.
Probably going to fucking mispronounce that, too.
That's the theme of today.
Mallorca, Cleveland. I don't know what they do or sell, but you can win stuff from there.
Musica.
And Must, that's definitely the proper pronunciation.
Musica.
And Musica. I'm not sure what they're going to give away. I'm sure they'll give away stuff like tickets to shows and maybe drinks or something.
The entire club? You get to Willy Wonka
Win the club!
You go through like a whole test, and if you don't drown into a chocolate river,
right,
then you get to own the Musica.
I'm fucking Augustus Gloop.
Yeah.
Like, I buy my fucking tickets for the raffle, and as I'm walking away, I trip over a midget into a vat of chocolate,
and
that's where I die. I heard a story about a kid over in Philadelphia that worked at a chocolate factory, 19 years old, fell into a vat of chocolate, died.
Mm. That's a hell of a way to go.
Dude, like, it's melted chocolate. You know how hot that would be?
Pretty hot.
It was pretty fucking warm, I imagine. Yeah. And then, like, you would get the you would just drown in chocolate. That'd be a weird fucking way to go. Weird way to go!
It's like the worst and best of situations.
So, yeah, Speed Bump Fest 4, October 5th, 7 o'clock, $10 advance, $12 day of show.
I think there's some more stuff at the bottom, like some art given away or whatever.
Is there?
Yeah, there's going to be, like, artwork.
Oh, okay. So I didn't notice that.
Oh, whoa. Artwork by Martin
Dunn, Rick and Morty comic book artist.
I fucking love Rick and Morty and Rick and Morty comic books. So that's fucking really cool. That just made something happen in me.
Downpour Creative Jewelry.
Ooh.
Buy your lady something.
Terry Colando. It's Colando.
Terry Colando.
Downpour Creative Jewelry by Terry Colando.
We pronounced that right. That was right. Fly Girl.
What you know about it?
Holler. Artwork by Maggie Turner. And more.
More. There's going to be more.
There's going to be more?
Is that how DJs do it when they plug shit?
And more. So much more.
There's going to be some people from Portage Path Behavioral Health Services down there talking to some people. So if you want to talk to somebody about somebody you know or just about some things that you're going through, I'm sure there'll be somebody available to chit-chat with.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
We all need somebody to talk to. So 51 East Market Street, Akron, Ohio, Musica. You get tickets at Eventbrite.
Yeah.
Or $12 a day a show.
Mm-hmm.
And it does say Piss Mongrel's first show in 5 years.
So, yeah.
So, I indeed did see the last Piss Mongrel show that didn't happen. It was going to happen, but then it didn't happen. That's sweet. I feel like I have to go now.
You should. You really should.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll be there. Whatever. You guys want to come hang out with me? I'll fucking be down at Musica Saturday.
Boom. October 5th, this Saturday, go to the 4th Annual Speed Bump Fest featuring bands like Snafu, Killer of Sheep, Piss Mongrel, High Wraith, tons more. And it's for a really good cause.
Yeah.
Not some bullshit cause, because there's some bullshit causes, you know? Like, fix my van.
But, hey, we want to raise money so we can buy plane tickets to go out to California and play a show.
And we want to do a photo shoot on the beach.
What? Mm-hmm. Not paying for that. And we know a lot of people, obviously a lot of people suffer from depression and go through things. Everybody goes through shit. Some people can't handle it as well as others. You and I have both had very close friends,
mm-hmm.
Take their own lives.
Yeah.
And, it's one of the worst things to fucking go through, you know?
And we've both been very open on this with each other about, you know, some of the bouts that we've dealt with and the fact that, you know, we're...
Still deal with, you know, like, I still deal with my brain. Like, there's never a threat of anything bad happening, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, as far as what some people have gone through. But, you know, everybody has their fucking demons. Everybody has their shit that, you know, they have to work out, and they're the only ones that can work it out because it's shit that's in their head. And that's really fucking hard sometimes. But we all know people like that. We've all gone through things. So why not go out and support this? It's something that touches all of us on a very personal level. There's none of you listening right now that hasn't had something to do with this. So
we will be back next week talking more shows. I'm going to talk about my Michael Graves experience.
Ooh, isn't there a show coming up? Who's got a show coming up that we're going to be talking about next week?
Oh, Eye of the Destroyer?
In Malum.
In Malum?
In Malum.
Apocalyptic Fist.
Of the Black Death?
Of the Black Death.
They're playing?
They're playing.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Is fucking V still in that band?
I think so.
What?
Fucking Casket Maker. There's a lot of bands. MHIO, radio.com. Go check those cats out there. They were very similar in interest. I mean, obviously we're more handsome, but...
Obviously.
I mean, come on.
Goes without saying.
Without saying. Yeah, and Melon's going to be doing a show, and...
those guys are good, man.
Keeping It 99 is also going to be having a show coming up at some point around the holidays as well.
Banger.
I'm very excited.
Banger.
Free pizza party, maybe.
Whoa!
Maybe Cheapy. Maybe
it's
Goose. Maybe
Walker. The fucking bag.
We'll talk about
pizza,
it later.
Pizza.
But until then, focus on Speed Bump Fest this Saturday.
7 o'clock. $10 pre-sale. $12 a day of show. Be there. I'm going to come fucking hang out for a little while. Say hi to Jacqueline. She's a really fucking cool chick, and she does a lot for a lot of people, and she puts a lot of hard work into fucking throwing this show and has for the past 4 years. So good on you for fucking doing this show, and I really hope it fucking works out. Get your asses to the show.
Fuck yeah. Until then, my name's Eagle.
Rubber City Red Beard.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.